Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Something about Missy Lee Sterling's particular arrangement of molecules has set her up for countless experiences of high strangeness. Her great-grandmother Lily was psychic. She also has a neurological condition called synesthesia. Incoming information meant to stimulate one of her senses bleeds through and stimulates others. It irks her that experiences of high strangeness are swiftly dismissed. Missy would like to help shift the cultural narrative as it relates to the supernatural. She details her harrowing encounter with the pale crawler, also known in some parts of the country as the rake, in her first book, Rakes, Fakes, and Double Takes. Missy Lee Sterling, welcome to Coast AM. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm freaking out on the inside, but I'm trying to play it cool.
You're just talking to a neighbor over the back fence. It's all good.
Oh, I know. I'm so excited. My heart's doing a break dance.
All right. First of all, before we get into your encounter with this real-life monster, synesthesia, I'm somewhat familiar with it. This idea that one type of sense can bleed into others and stimulate other senses. So, for example, someone might be able to smell colors or see music. How does it work for you?
Okay, so I have time-space synesthesia. And when people have this, the mechanism that they have in their mind's eye differs. I think I read about one girl who had a number 7, but for the most part, it's a sphere, just this. Imagine sphere, it's in your mind's eye, and I project it out into the front of me. And then as my day goes on, I move around the sphere. I go up and around. And when I have an experience that's emotionally charged, I can go back and visualize that sphere and know exactly where I was on that sphere as it pertains to time and space.
Wow.
So,
That I've not heard of before. And so would that in any way affect or increase your chances of having an encounter with high strangeness?
It's possible. I have a really sensitive nervous system. So loud noises, bright light, the works. When I get overstimulated, I just get really cranky and I kind of shut down. So I think it's more likely that having such a sensitive nervous system would be a factor in why I have experienced so much craziness in my life.
All right. So let's get into this remarkable encounter that you had. Just give us all of the particulars. When did it happen? Where? And then we'll get into exactly what you saw.
All right. Sure. It was in the summer of either 2018 or 2019. I cannot remember the exact year, but it was a Sunday, and I always go and visit with my mom on Sunday. I live in Mississippi, and my mom is in Alabama, and so it's kind of the distance between my home and her home, it's like we're each right at the state line. So I was headed home, and it was dark outside, and I'm driving, and I round a curve, and I look ahead, and I could see that there's something in the road. And so I thought, okay, it's a deer. And I started to slow down because I try to avoid hitting those. So as I'm getting closer, I'm realizing that this is not a deer. Something is not quite right. But I still hadn't had that full-on effect of, like, pure just visceral horror yet. Not until I got right on it. And I was at a complete stop. And there's this creature. It's in the road in front of me on its hands and knees. It's insanely thin. Like, the shape of its bones were visible. It looks like its skin was stretched over the bones. Like, it was too small for the skin, or the bones were too big for the skin. And you could almost see through the skin. It was like, I say he, I don't really know if it was a he or she, I just assume. But you could kind of see through it almost, and it had this kind of sheen to it. Its eyes were like round and black and massive, and I don't remember seeing any kind of prominent nose or ears, but its mouth was gaping open, like really wide, but no sound was coming out. It looked like a scream face, or, you know, like the Halloween mask from the movie Scream. It's like that white. But
yes.
Yeah, but it was a wider mouth than that. As far as, it was humanoid, but so many things about it were not human. It was hairless, naked, which I don't know why it would have on clothes, but at that point I had no context for what I was looking at. But it kind of started to sway back and forth, and its movements were really jerky. And I've said before that it was almost as if you've seen a marionette, like a puppet move.
Yes.
It almost seemed like that. It was real jerky, not at all rhythmical. And then I don't even know how long I sat there staring at it, but after some time it stood up on its back legs, and it took off to the left of me and screamed really loud.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold. And the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
So after that, I drove, I guess, about 10 miles, 15 miles up the road and tried to use my phone because I wanted to call my mama. And I couldn't remember how to use the phone. It was really wild, but I ended up calling the first person in my call log, who would have been the last person I spoke with, and I left a message. And then I drove on home and tried to console myself and went back and forth for a long time over whether or not I was just completely losing my mind.
But, all right, let me just back up. So when you when you're approaching this creature, it's down on its hands and knees. Did you come to a complete stop and you're sitting looking out your windscreen at this creature on the road in front of you?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I kind of like rolled for a minute and then had no choice but to stop because it wasn't moving, it wasn't budging, and I was freaking out. But yeah, that's exactly how it happened.
And did you lock eyes?
Yes, we did. We did it. It stared straight into my soul.
Did it make any motions or movements towards you or the car, like it was trying to get towards you, or was it frozen? You said it kind of swayed, but other than that, did it make any motion towards you?
Initially, it was frozen, but then after some time, it did kind of start. You know how like a big cat that's stalking something, it's gonna. Like an animal stalking its prey, it's kind of like swaying back and forth, and like, I don't know how to explain that. I didn't feel like it was going to come after me, but it was doing that kind of movement, and then that's when it did that for a couple of minutes, or maybe a couple of seconds, it felt like forever, and then it got up, and it took off running to the left of me, like unearthly fast.
And was there any evidence of, you know, why it was in the middle of the road? Did it appear as if it had been injured, perhaps struck by a car? Was it feeding on something in the middle of the road?
I think, and I don't know 100%. I can't remember that part very clearly. But when I went back to one of the first, well, I journaled about it, the first thing I ever did, because I felt like I could never tell anyone. And I mentioned in that entry that I believed it was eating something, but I don't remember seeing what it was eating. And I tend to think that that's pretty credible because it was one of the first times that I wrote it down, and it was pretty soon after the encounter. But then I don't, at this point, I can't remember. So if I had to say one thing or another, I'd say it was probably eating, but I really don't know.
Did you say this was the summer of 2018 or 2019?
Yeah. Yeah.
Were your windows wound down?
They were, yes.
Do you remember quickly winding them up, which is the first thing I would have done?
You know, you would think that. I mean, I would have thought before this that that's the first thing I would have done, but I was frozen. It's like in an instant,
sure,
your worldview just implodes, and they say that a worldview shatters, like it happens at once. But I had like this really acute shattering, and then it was kind of like a slow burn as it continued to shatter for the following weeks and months. I didn't roll up my windows. I guess it's like in horror films, you know, when they're running upstairs to escape and you're in the audience saying, no, don't do that. until you're in that situation, you just really don't know what you do.
So as you're seeing this creature, and now you've determined this is clearly not a deer, and as you say, your entire worldview is imploding, do you recall what's going through your mind? Are you kind of trying to run through a list of things in your head that this might be? I don't. Is this a wolf with mange? Is it, I don't know, are you going through a laundry list of things and checking them off? No, it's not that. No, it's not that.
You know, it's actually interesting because I couldn't even get to that point. What was happening? Okay, so you know when someone tells you a story and in your mind's eye you visualize that story and you can see in your head what they're expressing to you? I experienced something kind of like that, but it was like I would see myself in the vehicle and it was as if I was looking at a deer. And I knew that it wasn't a deer, but my mind, it was like I had to fight that too. I would resist it and then the picture would come back in. And that, I don't even know what to make of that. Some people have said, you know, they can implant memories. And I don't know if it was that or, you know, maybe a trauma response. Maybe my mind is trying to protect me and just, okay, let's just tell her she's seeing a deer. Maybe she'll believe it. Let's make her think it's a deer. Or I don't know if it was the creature trying to, you know, insert some sort of overlay. I don't really know all the lingo that well because this has been, the world of cryptids and all that has been, this is my first little adventure into that kind of thing. But that was my experience. So I didn't really have much time to run through what it might to be because I was trying to, I felt like I was fighting this image that was very intrusive and almost instructive even.
When it stood up.
Afterwards, I think the first thing I said when I described it was a weird alien looking thing.
Yeah. When it stood up on its hind legs, did that appear to be its natural means of locomotion? That it bipedal, in other words.
I don't think so. So it happened really fast, but it was almost as if it rose up to launch itself. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And then
yes.
I didn't look after.
To launch itself. And how tall was it when it stood up on its hind legs?
I would say about four or five feet. I was driving
4 or 5 feet.
A Chevrolet Tahoe. And its head was about at the front, what's it called, on a hood. That's it.
The hood.
It was about the height of the hood.
Okay. And you said it screamed. Can you describe that sound?
Okay. The scream sounded kind of like a combination between a mountain lion and a woman being murdered. It was. I've never heard anything like it before. It wasn't quite like a mountain lion or quite like a woman. It was like, I don't know, really just both, as if there were two beings in one and they screamed in unison. It was horrifying.
Did any other cars pass by while you were sitting there in the middle of the road?
No, they didn't. It was pretty late. And it was Sunday night, so work started the next day.
Right.
And I live in the lazy South, so no. But I was not in like a super back roads area. There were houses around, they were spread apart pretty far. But it was populated. It wasn't like I was in the middle of nowhere.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.